Well, Ethiopia continues to face tensions surrounding its system of government, which has been based on ethnic federalism, instituted under the previous government some 30 years ago after the ousting of the longtime dictatorship of the Mengistu regime. And the ethnic federal system is inherently volatile because you have regions based on ethnicity that create centrifugal forces within society, and so are pushing these regions outward and are really incentivizing, encouraging the most vociferous views based on ethnicity to provide leadership and direction in those regions. And it's that has been the basis, that has been the foundation of a series of conflicts that we've seen in Ethiopia, most notably the Tigray conflict, where the region of Tigray was declaring its autonomy and independence. And we're seeing similar tensions at a lower scale with the Amhara region and the Oromo region. Each of these regions has their own ethnic militias. And so effectively, what we've been seeing is the federal government and Addis pushing politically and in some cases militarily, coercively, to keep the country of Ethiopia, this multi-ethnic federal system, together. And, you know, this is the overall state of Ethiopia when we look at it in a big picture in terms of what's happening, and it's managing those tensions that really have been the challenge and have resulted in the security crises that we've seen in recent years. A lot of the tensions we've seen between the federal government and the ethnic militia called Fano are about that, about, you know, whether ethnic militias can continue in this next chapter of Ethiopia's history. You know, the tensions of trying to keep a multi-ethnic country, a federal structure together, where there are these centrifugal forces trying to pull it apart. That's at the heart of the violence and the human rights abuses that we've seen in Ethiopia.
Moving forward, let's say the culprit could be the ethnic federalism you were talking about. Can that be replaced by maybe an interim arrangement whereby the government engages with the parties to narrow political differences and enable reconciliation and develop a shared understanding and a vision for the people?
I think that's exactly what needs to happen now for Ethiopia, that there needs to be recognition that the ethnic federal system has failed. And there needs to be this national dialogue about what is a new structure that can work more effectively. Ethiopia is a country of 110 million people with multi-ethnic groups. And there's a lot of value in having a more decentralized federal system for the country. The problem is when that's based on ethnicity, because that just incentivizes divisions. You know, every federal system really struggles with that. And so it does require dialogue. It requires contextualization to the realities of Ethiopia. It requires rebuilding trust and good faith. So, you know, it's especially hard to do now that there has been multiple conflicts within Ethiopia. I don't see any other way around it. You know, these tensions have been exposed, and the current political structure just really encourages each of the regions to, you know, further differentiate themselves. And so that's just a recipe for more tension, more division. And so there does need to be more dialogue. And I think there are a number of paths forward where there can be a great deal of decentralization, and local concerns and local interest can be maintained, and people have control over, you know, priorities that matter to them, reaffirming the integrated federal structure of Ethiopia. And so that's the real challenge, you know, giving space and autonomy at the local level while ensuring and incentivizing unification for the state of Ethiopia overall.